email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
5 on 551, ray@rte.ie. Good afternoon, Catherine Corliss.
Good afternoon, Ray. Lovely to hear you.
Yeah, great to hear you too. Thanks so much for taking our call. I know you're busy.
Not at all.
Yeah. So today is the day, Catherine, I suppose.
It is, but I wasn't expecting any media at all today because the media hype really was last Monday. It was a media day, and I was very surprised that there's a lot of buzz in Tuam again today. But of all days, Aidan had an appointment in Dublin, and it was an early start, so we had an early train. And it's impossible to talk on the noise of
yes,
the train. And
yeah.
I hope you can hear me okay.
I can.
Houston Station.
And
we'll be going home soon.
How was Aidan, Catherine?
Mate, that's the main thing. He's doing well. They're very pleased with him.
Great.
Thanks for the goodness. All is well.
Great. It all started 11 years ago. And we've been through this, but it's worth reminding people that when you came forward with what you'd found as a local historian, that some people didn't want to hear it, they scoffed at it, and here we are 11 years on. How do you feel?
I just feel gratitude is the feeling that I really have, that it has come to this and that it has turned out the way we all wanted it to, that justice has finally been served to the babies the way they were totally discarded in that sewage system. And it's sad in a way that it took so long for the authorities to finally do something. I mean, if all was right in Ireland, if all was right with the authorities, the church, state, everyone, once it was proved that these were the Tuam home babies that were discarded in a sewage system, that's when action should have been taken. And here we are 8 years on, and it's only happening now. And I hope there won't be any damage done to the little remains in the last 8 years, because the archaeologists at the time, they did really suggest that those babies should be taken out of there as soon as possible.
Yeah.
But it's better late than never, I suppose, and it's happening. And I just feel so happy that it is happening and that right has been done and that justice is being served. And that is the main thing. And that was the only message I had right from the start. Just the babies are in a sewage system. They're all baptised. They weren't allowed consecrated ground because they're illegitimate and they were just discarded. And now that's been pushed right.
Yeah.
And just today, as the director, Daniel McSweeney, I just got a text from there a while ago just informing us all that ground was broken at 10:38 this morning. And it was a lovely message to get.
Yeah, and
so
Daniel,
it has started.
Daniel McSweeney, Director of Authorised Intervention at the Tuam site. And he said the overarching aim of the operation is to restore dignity. And that's it, isn't it? So that these babies can get a respectable burial.
Well, that's what it's all about, Ray, right from the very start. And I mean, the state and the church and all the authorities, they made such a huge deal about it. And even when it was proven back in 2017 that these were not historical burials, these are recent burials. They were from the period 1925 to 1961 when the home was in operation. And that, I mean, action should have been taken straight away. But it's not just me alone. I just have so many people to thank, Ray. The people of Ireland in general were absolutely wonderful. They encouraged me right from the start to keep going. Many of them set up little vigils in the site itself. And they went to the trouble of writing out all 796 names, and they went to the trouble of having enough people that they would be able to read it out, one or two names each. And you see, every time as well, that there was any little vigil or any little ceremony at the site, the media came on board, and RTE as well. They were always there, and all the local radio stations. And it was absolutely wonderful because, you see, they were keeping the whole thing alive. They were keeping the story alive and keeping it out there and keeping it in the face of the government. They just couldn't get away from the Tuam babies. So I think finally they had to relent. We were informed when the babies were going to be exhumed back in 2022. that, yes, this can go ahead, but we need a law to allow for this exhumation. And now that took the government another whole year to come, you know, to actually implement that law, which it wasn't needed in the, at the start. And I couldn't see it any other way. I just had to keep fighting, along with great support from very good people.
And Catherine, you invited the media from all over the world into your kitchen, where you made the initial discovery, and that you very much kept the story in the news.
Yes, indeed, Ray. Yeah, I remember that day. Well, we were so delighted that you came to the house. And after that day, when you spent an hour with us and donated, you gave over the whole programme to the Tomb Babies.
Yeah.
That sparked quite a lot of reaction. And it drives the story forward, you see.
Yeah.
And every time, as I said, any time there's a mention of the Tomb Babies, the media come on board. And it was a great plus for us that day when you came down and just exposed the whole story again and got it all in detail.
Yeah,
and there was a lot of reaction after that.
And Catherine, what do you understand is going to happen now over the next 2 years?
Well, the director of the site, Daniel McSweeney, he has laid out a very, very good plan with the top people. He has expert archaeologists and forensic experts. He has a lot of teams of different people who are expert in their fields, and they've all been well trained into when to do their job and how to do it. And Daniel McSweeney is 2 years planning this and making sure that it runs smoothly. And I've no doubt that, you know, they will find every little bone that they possibly can. We don't really know, are they going to get the 796? We don't even, there could be more. There could be a lot less. We just don't know until they get down into that ground.
Yeah.
And it's not alone the sewage system that they are going to exhume the babies from. There's a very, very large playground. So we know there are coffins, boxes, box coffins down underneath that playground and also on the grassy margins right around it. So they're starting there with the easiest part, I suppose, because the tank is the most complex and they're leaving that until last. Because as the walls have to come down, and unfortunately they have to go into the residents' back gardens in some places, and it's tough to think of that. And I thank the residents as well. They have been most cooperative with Daniel McSweeney. There was never any trouble or anything. And I mean, they're all of the same mind. I mean, they want those babies to have a dignified burial.
Yeah.
So it's wonderful for everyone, really, that this is starting now, finally.
So,
and it will take the 2 years because, I mean, they have to get the remains out. They have to then, a lot of them are co-mingled, which is sad. They have to put them back together. They have to get their DNA. They've got quite a lot of DNA from the families of those children. And there's a lot since this is in the media again in the last few weeks. There are dozens of people coming forward, and they want their DNA taken because quite a lot coming forward since the latest news.
Yes, yeah.
So there will be quite a lot. Hopefully, that they will be able to match up with their families and take some. Those families want to take that little baby back and bring it to their own mothers where she's buried.
Catherine, co-mingled, and people and that's horrific because there's just all these bones together, and over the next two
that's
years
right.
then, as you say, they'll take them out painstakingly. They'll put them, they'll establish what age they were, what sex they were. And as a result of that research, then they'll try and, as you say, put these skeletons back together, these bodies
That's
back
right.
together for the first time, in what, 60, 70 years.
I know, it's gruesome to think
about.
It is really, but I mean, what else was there to be done only to undo that terrible horror that went on there? I mean, we're talking about chambers within a sewage system. The chambers were not made for burials. They were just part of a sewage system, a working sewage system at the time. And I mean, the water got into that tank, and that's what trashed the little remains around. Some of the little, we know that some of the little bones, they're even embedded in the chambers of the sewage tank because they got trashed around so much with all the rain that got in since they were put there. And so, I mean, the chambers are, they're not big enough for an adult to get into. They're, so the babies were literally dropped down, placed down one on top of the other. And that's how they got commingled in when the water got in under the tank and on top of it. So it's almost too horrible to talk about, Ray, but I mean, it'd be worse not to do something.
No.
I mean, the least they can do is give them their dignity back.
Yes, yeah, restore dignity.
They got no dignity in life and they got no dignity in death.
Yeah.
So that it's a good day that we have an excellent team that will do the job properly and thoroughly. And we are assured of that.
And isn't Catherine, again, on behalf of this country, I just want to say thank you to you because you stuck at it. And there were
I had to, Sheree.
Yeah, I know, but there were many days I would imagine yourself and Aidan had the chats and he was probably saying to you, Catherine, can you not just leave this be? Or maybe he didn't have those chats. Maybe he was behind you at every...
Well, no, we just... I don't think there's any option right from the start. It was, you see, the way I saw it, this was terrible. This was wrong. And the worst of it all was to come that there was just pure silence. I mean, all that's behind me now.
Yeah,
and the justice has been served.
No, this is... This...
I wanted to be a voice for those babies and I'm quite happy that I was able to do that.
Well, brilliantly so. You were the voice for the voiceless. Catherine Corliss, mind yourself and say hello to Aidan for us.
I will indeed, Ray. And thank you again for your own input. Thank you very much.
And thanks so much for taking our call. Thanks, Catherine.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And for anybody affected by anything we discussed there with Catherine, rt.ie/helplines. Quick commercial.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.